This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Oh, yeah, I think it was good for us. Good for us to see us. Defense does a lot of things. They got us a few times, but we got them, so it's good for us to, see that and, experience, new defense and kind of very different from Washington and very different from RD.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Taking you up until 2 o'clock. We got a lot scheduled this hour. Although I'm not sure the timing on all of it. We're still TBD on exactly when Mike Vrabel's talking.
Yeah, there might be some overlap.
It'll be later on this hour. Nice. If it's closer to 12:30, you'll hear Kiefer Madness at 12:45. If he's closer to 12:45, then maybe Kiefer Madness will slide into the 1 o'clock hour.
Very flexible.
Very flexible, very fluid. But stay tuned for all of it here on Jones and Keefe. We will get to all of it here today. With your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We'll go on the clock momentarily, give you 60 seconds each on everything to know about preseason game number 2, the Pats and the Vikings coming your way on Saturday. But Keith, they had joint practice number 1 yesterday. They're going to get on the field here shortly out in Minnesota. It was a roller coaster day by all accounts, some ups, some downs. What was your read on yesterday's joint practice?
First off, did have a little bit of FOMO. I think you mentioned this. After being at the Washington practice,
yes,
and like seeing it firsthand, and sort of there was a lot going on, but like there were certain things that you saw and you're like, this is my interpretation of this. You don't need to rely on the reporting of so many others.
Yeah.
So that's tough because normally, you know, we come in on a Monday, we talk about the game on Sunday that everyone has seen. Like, you saw it, I saw it. We might see it differently, but we've all seen the game. Whereas this is a little bit different. I saw a couple highlight clips, but then I had to really rely on Phil Perry, Doug Kide were two that jumped out that had a lot of the reporting, but there were others there as well. So based on that and sort of what I could gather, it was a classic day for the offense where it could have been better, could have been worse.
Mm-hmm.
When there were plays to be made, Drake May made plays, but unfortunately the offensive line was not very good and gave up 6 sacks. But there were big plays made down the field to Mac Hollins. Pop Douglas seemed to have a pretty good day. Travion Henderson once again had a really good day with no Ramondre Stevenson out there. So I look at it as if you had to pick win or loss for the offense, it was a win. Now it didn't come without some issues, and I'm sure for Vrabel, plenty of things to work on. So that's how I view the offense. And then, by all accounts, the defense had a great day. The defense was picking off J.J. McCarthy. They were getting in the backfield for some recorded sacks. It just seemed to be pretty comfortable, pretty confident. So I would say we've had 2 joint practice days for the Patriots so far, and they've gotten the better of both teams they've faced, who are really, really good teams.
Yeah, right. Commanders, 12-win team in the NFC title game last year. Vikings were 14-3, and they should both be playoff teams again, I think. I mean, we haven't gone through our full predictions yet. We'll do that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I guess it's going to depend on J.J. McCarthy.
Well, it's fair.
Yeah.
And so, but you're right. The defense dominated yesterday.
Yeah.
That Doug Kide had a great account on the defense yesterday for the Boston Herald. If you just peruse around with some of the Vikings writers, I think it's uniform. I mean, the Patriots defense dominated that Vikings offense yesterday. The reporting's more mixed on offense for the Pats because the offensive line was bad, and the offensive line struggled by all accounts. But I consider yesterday a win for the offense based on my standards going into the week. We said on Monday, Keith, it's a huge week for Drake May. I didn't say it was a huge week for the whole offense or a huge week for the offensive line or Diggs or the coaching staff or the defense or anybody. I said for Drake May, this is a huge week. You're facing the Brian Flores defense. It's not just the scheme you're facing, but their personnel. It had seemed to trend downward a little bit after the preseason game where he looked okay in two series. One bad turnover, rushing touchdown mixed in there. The offense moved it on both possessions. So I thought he looked okay in the preseason game. As you said, he had a good joint practice last week against the Commanders, which we were there for, until he threw a pick late. But then they had a couple of bad practices. Vrabel got on him early in the week for not knowing how to line up and not being effective. And I just didn't want that to snowball. And I wanted to build some momentum going into the regular season, you know, just to feel better about the way it's going. And I think May, when he had time yesterday, and this is the overall takeaway from Phil Perry and Greg Bedard and Andrew Callahan and everyone else. When he had time, he made plays.
Yeah.
He didn't turn it over. There were no picks. He made big plays down the field. Hollins, Travion Henderson are the two specific ones that I saw highlighted. And so I think that's a good day overall for Drake May, which I think is what I wanted to see this week. So he's got to do it again today. I'd like to see some of it in what I expect to be an extended run in the preseason game this weekend. I think he'll probably play somewhere around a half in that game. So I need to see more of it, but I think yesterday sounded like overall a pretty good day. The Vikings are going to be a good team, and it sounds like they gave them quite a bit to handle, and the Vikings gave them a bit to handle as well, but it seemed competitive. And let's face it, a year ago they weren't competitive in this scenario. They didn't belong on the same field as the Philadelphia Eagles. They belong on the field with a team in the NFC title game a year ago, last week, in the Commanders, and now a 14-win team in the Vikings. I think it was largely a good day.
Yeah, I think if you base it off reports, too, from their last practice in New England before they flew out to Minnesota, where Vrabel decided to dial up the Minnesota defense against this Patriots first-team offense, and it sounded real bad. It was like 4-10, and it was just a mess. Plenty of sacks. And so you're wondering, all right, what's this going to look like against the number ones for Minnesota, or however many ones were going for them? What's it going to look like? So the fact that they were able to make plays still, and some of those receivers, and Travion Henderson continuing his really good camp, and who knows with Ramondre Stevenson too, like, I don't know, there's still time before the first season, but anybody who's banged up now, you know, McCourty, there's no guaranteed.
McCourty had an interesting answer on him today, and I don't know if he's had a chance to talk to any coaches or anything since Stevenson got hurt. Ostensibly in the game on Friday. He hasn't practiced again since. But McCourty's like, yeah, the guys that just aren't out there at all, like separating it from Diggs, who's like a part-time participant.
Managed. Even Carlton Davis is like managed.
Another one. He's there. Moses, like all those guys are there. They're not full participants, but they're there. He's like, the guys you don't even see are the guys I worried about.
That's a good read on
And so even McCourty didn't quite shoot down any fears about Ramondre.
But at least, so again, arrow pointing up on Henderson, arrow pointing up on Drake May, arrow pointing up on Mac Hollins, Pop Douglas. It's just the O-line, which we also knew. Nobody's like, oh, the O-line's fixed. The O-line's all set. I think the five starters have sort of emerged throughout camp, some of it by default. Like, that backup group is not great.
No.
Cole Strange, for example, is a guy that maybe should be. Based on draft pedigree, he should be factoring in more, but he really isn't. You know, Ben Brown was getting some reps. I don't know about yesterday, but when Bradbury was down throughout camp here in Foxborough, you saw him a little bit. But, I mean, they have maybe two tackles on the whole team.
Maybe. Yeah.
You know, they got Onwenu, who's like the one guaranteed starter, it feels like. Well, I mean, Campbell's a guaranteed starter, but you know what I'm saying? Like, one guaranteed know-what-you-have-in-him starter.
Yeah, one starter you feel good about.
So, like,
by the way, after the preseason game, I've started to go to the other side and feel pretty good about Campbell. I got to see it this weekend.
Yeah, no, I feel better about him. I just think it's going to be one of those things where it's the worst position group on the team for a reason. So it would have been way too optimistic to be like, they're going to go out there and stonewall Minnesota and Drake May is going to have all the time in the world. Like, no, they're going to have their issues. It's just, all right, when you get to the game, are you going to be able to really learn from this? And maybe we'll look back on it and be like, these were really great practices against Minnesota. They learned how to deal with like a really good front seven and a team that's really creative on defense. And maybe that helps them. It should help them.
Speaking of that creativity, Drake May was asked yesterday about Brian Flores and his defense because it was a rough go for the offensive line yesterday. Here's Drake May on the Vikings defense.
Yeah, I think the guys at times, you know, up there up front, I think I can help them out and be more demonstrative about where I want to send them and where I want them to go. But, you know, really, I think, you know, we blocked it up when, you know, we got it right. And I think there's times where, you know, they're going to get us. You know, that's what he does. He tries to create kind of chaos. And I think that's good for us to see and know. And sometimes at the line, you may not know, hey, is this guy coming? Or they're just bluffing that. So it's good for us to see it. And I think it's great for us to learn from.
Okay. Hey, what's that, like a rodeo?
What's going on back there?
Some hollering. Yeah. Rounding up.
They're really getting after somebody back there.
Or something like that.
Right.
See it, and I think it's great for us to learn from.
This guy's just hitting the sled, just pushing the sled around. That's what you have to do. You have to bark at him. If you're like the D-line coach, you got to stand on that thing.
Like
you
get a really dog training.
Yeah, it might be.
There's a German shepherds out there getting screamed at.
They're really after him.
So as good as I feel like the day went for the Patriots yesterday, it doesn't mean it was like a slam dunk. I just think it was a net win for the Pats. The O-line, by all accounts, was a disaster. Can they protect Drake Maye?
Well, I don't know how well they can protect him. I would say not great as of right now. I think they're all better. We went over this a little bit yesterday. All better in the run game. So I have a little bit more faith that Henderson, Stevenson, if he's out there, Gibson, might have more room to run than Maye will have time to pass is part of how I kind of view that.
Yeah.
But I do like how Maye talks about what he can do better, because that's sort of like next level quarterback play that not all of them can do. So it's ridiculous to compare anybody to Tom Brady, but do you think Tom Brady always had great offensive lines, or do you think he sort of could tell those guys, you know, what he needed to get picked up, but also got rid of the ball so quick and like knew when a play wasn't there, knew when a play was there? So you can kind of make up for the fact that you don't have Jonathan Ogden at left tackle and all these Hall of Famers on the line. You can only do so much, right? I'm not saying like you can overcome for like five trash bags in front of you, but right. I don't think he necessarily has that. So if he also starts to kind of go to that next level, that'll make everybody's job a lot easier.
Well, and I think it's twofold. I think it's that. It's the high-level quarterback play, which maybe he's showing some signs of at least understanding what he needs to do to get there. I also think we've talked a lot about his leadership or lack thereof. If he's a comfortable leader, if Vrabel has to push him to do it, I'll give him credit for a comment like that. The O-line can't block for him, and they hang him out to dry, and he could easily turn around and say, whatever, he could throw them under the bus if he wanted to, and he didn't. What he said was, well, yeah, I got to get him in a position where they can block it up better, and I got to tell them where to go and get more out of them, and I'll give him credit for that. You know, maybe you're starting to see some of those signs of Vrabel and his impact and drawing more leadership out of Drake Maye. So there's our thoughts on joint practice number one. You can discuss at 617-779-7937. All your feedback there. Mike Vrabel on the way later on this hour. We'll get you a Kiefer Madness as well. But it's Thursday, Keith. It's a little after high noon. Figure we'll go on the clock and preview preseason game number two. Pats and Vikings will take 60 seconds each. I think you got first ups here if you want it.
All right.
So let's throw Keith on the clock for 60 seconds.
All right. It's preseason game number two against the Vikings. I'm actually going to start with a defensive take, which I normally don't do with this year's Patriots team, but I am very anti-J.J. McCarthy. This has been one of my big takes since going back to last year's draft. I don't think he's very good. I think he got overdrafted. So I'm really looking for the Patriots defense to dominate J.J. McCarthy and make me look smart. So that's the first thing I'm looking for on Saturday. Second thing, offensive line, really bad practice for him on Wednesday. Are they going to improve? Are they going to look a little bit better? Specifically, Will Campbell. I think it's always going to be about the number four overall pick when we're talking about preseason reps, plus the guy lining up right next to him in Jared Wilson. How do we feel after game two with those two guys? Did they learn from their mistake in the first preseason game? How does Drake Maye look? I expect him to go much deeper than just two series, maybe even two full quarters. Is he able to not turn the ball over? And do we get any wide receiver play? They were very quiet in preseason game number one until Chisholm in the second half. So does Pop Douglas or Mac Collins or this battle between Chisholm and Javon Baker show itself in the game on Saturday?
Okay, 60 seconds on the second preseason game. Pats and Vikings. Look, defense is, I mean, they had their way with J.J. McCarthy yesterday. We got the joint practice today. But yeah, maybe a little more interested on that side of the football than last week, for instance, against, who was it again? Sam Hartman?
Yeah, he's not good.
And all the Commanders scrubs?
Yeah.
Like, this is J.J. McCarthy.
I'd like
McCarthy
to see a few more
talent.
Guys. Yeah.
Probably a better
Jordan
way.
Jordan Addison, maybe Hawkinson?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, he was on the field yesterday. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to play in the game, but he was on the field yesterday. No Jefferson. We do know that.
I think that's fine, though. Like, no Jefferson, no Gonzo. It's like, all right, you guys cancel each other out. Everybody else.
It's a good game, though, to gauge what the defense can do. So fair point there. All right, Nick, why don't we put me on the clock? All right, everything you need to know about the Pats and Vikings in just 60 seconds. Preseason game number two. Pats won their first game 48-14 over the Commanders. Minnesota beat the Texans 20-10. They're both 1-0, so Keefe, something's got to give. Drake May, very turnover-prone in his career thus far. He had a fumble in the first preseason game. Minnesota forced an NFL-high 33 turnovers last year. So again, something's got to give. Travion Henderson, 70-yard touchdown in the first joint practice. 100-yard kick return. He's been electric. It's a player to highlight. We're not sure Steph Diggs, Carlton Davis, Morgan Moses, Hunter Henry, or Ramondre Stevenson suit up. We know Christian Gonzalez and Kendrick Bourne won't. Lots of Pats-Vikings connections for this one. Steph Diggs, couple of 1,000-yard seasons before he forced his way out. Kevin O'Connell was a Pats third-round pick before he was a scrubby backup to Tom Brady. Brian Flores, 4 Super Bowls, some unwanted texts from Bill Belichick. He's been blackballed from the league. Game lines, I like Minnesota plus 2.5. I'm taking the under, 38.5.
Oh, you're going under.
Well, you told me last week, Keith.
The over has been hitting, so they
Vegas
adjusted.
Vegas is going to adjust, exactly. Yeah. So that was actually stolen from Rich. How are the Patriots favored by 2.5 in this game?
Maybe they know the Vikings aren't going to play their guys. There's something.
I don't understand preseason lines, but the Patriots are favored in Minnesota.
Buying opportunity or sucker's bet?
Well, I think it's a sucker's bet to take the Patriots minus 2.5.
Yeah, no bet.
No, I am betting. I'm betting Minnesota plus 2.5.
You are.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's why I just told you.
Scared.
And the under.
You're betting on J.J. McCarthy? I can't do it.
Well.
I can't do it.
I'm betting on half a game from J.J. McCarthy and then Viking scrubs to take over in the second half.
They can lose by two.
Yeah. I mean, is it as simple as that? Maybe they know Minnesota's not going to play all their guys. True.
It must be something like that, although it does seem like.
Or is it as simple as it's Drake May and J.J. McCarthy?
I think Vegas has a hard time picking these lines, though. Like they clearly did with the totals.
They didn't do well week one.
Smoked in the totals. If everybody took the over, you would have made a small fortune. But maybe even these lines, it's got to be confusing. You don't know what these teams are going to do. How are you prepared for – who do they even have? Oh, so Sam Hartman was the backup for the – I think Sam Howell is the backup for Minnesota. So you're going to get a lot of Sam Howell.
That's Drake May's buddy.
Brett Rippon.
Is he in Minnesota?
Sam Howell's in Minnesota. And so's Josh McCown. You hear Drake talking about.
I did hear that.
Yeah, this guy McCown.
His high school coach or whatever, or high school assistant coach.
Yeah,
whatever
I think
he
assistant coach, and he played with both of McCown's kids in high school. Small world.
It's a small world out there.
That
was an oversight on my Pats Vikings connection there.
Put that in there.
In your preview. So that's everything you need to know about Pats and Vikings. 60 seconds each from myself and Keith. We go on the clock every Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At high noon. Check that out if you missed it on the Odyssey app. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to all your phone calls here. Kiefer Madness scheduled later on in the program. We're going to hear from Mike Vrabel later on this hour as well, right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.